Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerome Walton. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark Grace. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lloyd McClendon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Doug D'Acenzo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Renat. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jose Nunez. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jose Nunez. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting second. The center fielder, Keith Miller. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Marshall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mark Carrion. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Lyons. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Fernandez. Pitching for the New York Mets, Sid Fernandez. And now, play ball. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walton moves to second. One out. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McClendon strikes out. There goes Walton. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Grace. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Jeffries. The throw from Renat and he is safe. Jeffries steals second. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Miller strikes out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jeffries moves to third. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Johnson. Doug D'Acenzo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. D'Acenzo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Renat is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Renat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Marshall strikes out. One out. Mark Kerrion is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kerrion takes first base on ball 4. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Nunez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nunez strikes out. 1 out. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Walton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walton is hit by the pitch. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Walton. The throw from Lyons and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Grace is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grace hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walton tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Lyons and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McClendon is 0-for-1 in the game. McClendon hits a line drive towards third. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Elster takes first base on ball 4. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez bunts towards the mound. Nunez fields it and throws to first for the out. Elster moves to second. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Elster moves to third. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of D'Acenzo. Jeffries reaches second base with a double. Elster scores. It's Cubs, 1, Mets, 1. Keith Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grace scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Jeffries moves to third. Miller moves to second. 2 outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry is walked intentionally. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dunston is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground for a double play. 2 outs. Doug D'Acenzo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. D'Acenzo is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Acenzo hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Carrion batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carrion is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carrion hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. McClendon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elster is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Elster hits a fly ball into right field. Dasenso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Renaud batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Renaud is 0-for-1 in the game. Renaud takes first base on ball 4. Jose Nunez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nunez is 0-for-1 in the game. Nunez strikes out. 1 out. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Renaud moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sandberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lyons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grace is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Renaud moves to third. Walton moves to second. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McClendon is 0-for-2 in the game. McClendon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Les Lancaster now pitching. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jeffries moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Cubs 5, Mets, 5. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Strawberry hits a fly ball into right field. Dasenso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kerryon strikes out. Two outs. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunston hits a fly ball into left field. Kerryon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug D'Acenzo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. D'Acenzo is 0 for 2 in the game. D'Acenzo hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Renaud is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Renaud is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Renaud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Lancaster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lancaster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan pinch hits for Sid Fernandez. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan strikes out. One out. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of D'Acenzo. Jeffries reaches second base with a double. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. D'Acenzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Wally Whitehurst now pitching. Jerome Walton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walton is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Walton hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grace is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Kerrion is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kerrion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kerrion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McClendon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McClendon hits a line drive towards short. Elster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dunston is 0-for-3 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Elster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley pinch hits for Wally Whitehurst. Tom O'Malley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Malley hits a fly ball into left field. McClendon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Marvel Wynn pinch hits for Doug D'Acenzo. Julio Macardo now pitching. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wynn strikes out. One out. Dave Clark pinch hits for Rick Renaud. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Smith pinch hits for Les Lancaster. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Walton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Mitch Williams now pitching. Joe Girardi now catching. Marvel Wynn now playing right field. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Williams. Miller moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Marshall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Strawberry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carrion is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carrion strikes out. 2 outs. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McClendon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McClendon strikes out. 1 out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Salazar strikes out. 2 outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Grace. The throw from Lyons and he is safe. Grace steals second. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunston is 0 for 4 in the game. Dunston bunts towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grace moves to third. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Elster is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Elster hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Teufel pinch hits for Julio Macardo. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Teufel hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Teufel moves to third. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. Miller strikes out. 2 outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson is walked intentionally. Jeffries moves to second. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. John Franco now pitching. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Girardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Smith pinch hits for Mitch Williams. Greg Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Smith bunts towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Girardi moves to second. One out. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Walton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Girardi moves to third. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sandberg is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Girardi scores. Walton moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-5, Cubs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lyons for a passed ball. Walton moves to third. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grace for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Mike Marshall batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Marshall is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 6, Mets, 6. Mark Kerrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kerrion is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kerrion hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball towards left. McClendon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McClendon. Lyons moves to second. Lou Thornton pinch runs for Barry Lyons. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Elster is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Elster takes first base on ball four. Kevin McReynolds pinch hits for John Franco. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jeffries is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Orlando Mercado now catching. Jeff Innes now pitching. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McClendon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. McClendon strikes out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Salazar is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dunston is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. With 3 walks. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. McClendon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Girardi and he is safe. Miller steals second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 4 in the game. With 2 walks. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Strawberry moves to second. 2 outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carrion is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carrion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Innes fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Girardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Girardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Dawson pinch hits for Paulison Mocker. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Girardi. The throw from Mercado and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jerome Walton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Johnson. Girardi scores. Walton goes all the way around to score. Sandberg moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-6, Cubs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Grace is walked intentionally. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClendon is 1 for 6 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McClendon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Dean Wilkins now pitching. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercado hits a pop-up towards first. Grace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elster is 0 for 4 in the game. With 2 walks. Elster strikes out. 2 outs. Mackie Sasser pinch hits for Jeff Innes. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasser hits a fly ball into left field. McClendon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Mets, 6. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.